Empower Radio presents The Miracle of Healing with Lisa Campion. Meet healers, learn different modalities, and hear empowering stories of people on their healing journey. The Miracle of Healing on Empower Radio. Here's your host, Lisa Campion.
Hello, I'm Lisa Campion, and this is The Miracle of Healing on Empower Radio, where we come together to discuss all kinds of healing. And this is something the world needs a lot of these days, now more than ever. If you're new to my show, I'm so happy to welcome you here. And if you've been listening for a while, welcome back. So I'm super happy to have Marie Diamond with us today. And we're going to talk about how we can change our life by using our personal energy number. And Marie is this really incredible. I'm so lucky that we have her today. She's one of the world's top transformational leaders, speakers, and best-selling authors. And she's a renowned voice on the law of attraction and really using feng shui. So she's got a marriage of feng shui and law of attraction that's super powerful. She also studied quantum physics, meditation, and dowsing, and she has worked to transform the success, relationship, and productivity of thousands of individuals, organizations, corporations, CEOs. Her clients include billionaires, A-list celebrities, top-selling writers, motivational speakers. All the best people hang out with Marie. And she's going to talk to us about how to change your life by changing your personal energy number. This is something that was totally new to me. I just read this beautiful ebook or this book that she has that's new for her. That was so fun. And I didn't know that I had a personal energy number that I could use to, that's based on your birthday, that you can use to find your best, the direction, like the cardinal directions where you can set up your home, your office, your bed, in order to get and make the most of feng shui and get the best for success, health, relationships, and wisdom. So she's going to lay down some beautiful knowledge for us today and help us live the best lives we can. Thank you so much for being here, Marie, and welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Lisa. It's so wonderful to be here with you and all of the ones that are listening and watching.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about this this idea of the personal energy number and how can we use it?
Well, you know, as a feng shui master, I actually learned when I was like 15 for the first time about the energy numbers. So feng shui is an energy system that for thousands of years have been practiced by the Chinese. And so it's only like since the 1980s that it kind of started trickling into the Western world. And of course, we do know some general principles on feng shui, like you need to declutter, you need to make sure energy is nice and warm, and there's certain places where you put plants and certain colors. But what really triggered me that it actually is also to do with your birthday. And you have to understand, it's like your home is, you know, like a three-dimensional vision board. So everything around you is affecting you, the colors, the images, the way you position yourself. And so, of course, but where do we start with that? So you can actually check out my website, mariediamond.com, and go to the golden bar that says get your free energy report. Mm. When you click on it, I will ask you to put in your birth gender and your birth date. And it does a calculation. So it's not just a traditional numerology. There's a calculation system behind it. And it gives you your energy number. So 1 to 9. And depending on the number, there are four compass directions that actually will affect you more than others. Because feng shui has to do with wind and water. Yeah. So feng shui is about the flow of energy. So there are certain areas where we are really affected by. Because when you look at the law of attraction, you know, we have three aspects of the law of attraction. So the first part is what we call the spiritual journey into the law of attraction, where you pray and you're connecting with God and the universe. And that's a way in to make results with the law of attraction. The second part is how to be positive in your thinking and with gratitude and take action. So that's another journey in. But there's a third part of the journey that we call the environment. And so most people have been missing out on that part of the law of attraction to create success and more money, more health, more relationship, and more wisdom. And so there are areas in your home that for you, there is more positive energy there. Yeah. So once you know that, and you can actually, you will see, we'll be asking you also to go to my free Mary Diamond app. Yeah. And that's both for Android and for iPhone. And you'll be asked to put in your gender, your birthday, and you click on reveal your energy number, what you have done, right? Mm-hmm. So then you get like this person's number 7. For you, you said you were number 6.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. So the 6 is the creator. They always have amazing ideas. They love to be in the media. 6 stands for media also. So it's really interesting. Right. So this person is a 7, but you will see that it has a compass. Mm. And so people will then use that compass and look at, there are 4 areas. So one for success and money, that's the blue part. Then the green part is for health. Then the yellow for wisdom and the rose one for relationship. So instead, for example, for health, you will use that compass and you stand in the center of 3 major rooms. Your bedroom, first of all, your living room, living space, and your office or workspace. But especially for health, you need to, first of all, always look at your bedroom, because that's where you re-energize at night. Yeah, the bedroom is the place of creating health. And so you will hold that compass in the center of the room, and you will kind of see where is the green arrow, the green area focused. So for example, for the number 7 here in this room, let's say this is my bedroom, it would be in that corner over there. So then the first thing we always do is making sure that we are decluttering that area. We cannot have any chaos in that area. Then the second part is we're also going to see what is there right now. You know, is that affecting us? Is that aligned with our goals to health? So let's say you want to lose some weight, but there's an image of perhaps a picture of you where you are a little bit overweight. So you're kind of giving yourself constantly the image of I'm overweight, or you feel your health is going down the drain, but hey, there's a sink there, right? So you're literally creating that energy. So, and it's not only healing of health, but also can be healing of your blockages with money. But then you will look, for example, at your success direction. That's the blue line. Yeah. So I remember this one guy, and he was always like, Marie, money is coming in, but it just goes away like so quickly. I don't know what to do. I did all the positive things I could do. And then he checked out his success direction, and there was a paper shredder, not a small one, like a big one. Right?
Wow. So
I said, do you use it? He said, oh, every day, every paper I need to let go of, I put it through the paper shredder. He said, I love it. You know, I said, yeah, but at the same time, you're shredding your money. Yeah. Mm. So I asked him, and you will see there are some areas on the compass that are blank. So there are some blank areas. So things that are not so positive, you can always put in this not so good area.
Your trash can, things like
that. Paper shredder and all this, right?
Right.
So he put it there, and he was like, he called me a few months later. He said, it's the first time in my life since I moved there that I start saving money.
Yeah. Wow.
Because it was not shredding anymore, right? So it's really interesting, because if we know that everything around us is affecting us on a subconscious level, so that is, you know, how your home can actually create a miracle of healing.
That's so cool. I love that. And I love how in the app you combine, you put the compass right in there. Because, you know, I was reading the report that I got, And it said stand in the room with a compass, and I was trying to figure out how to get a compass on my phone and to do that. And I love how your app just does it for you. That's great.
Yeah, that was one of the reasons that I created this app, because I worked with, you know, hundreds of thousands of people in seminars and classes, and they're always like, I don't know how to read a compass. Mm. And so I said, okay, I'm going to make something that you can never say I cannot use a compass, right? So, and this is very easy. And the great thing is that you can put new details into work for your family, like for your partner or for your children, or you can check the room, what is good for them. But the children, you only focus on their own bedroom.
I see. Yeah. And if you were going to do your relationship, what would that be also your bedroom?
So yeah, the relationship is really interesting. So there are three aspects to the relationship. So if it's your family life, yeah, like your family, your friends, you only focus on your living room. Yeah. And like even with your children, like, but in the bedroom, you focus on your relationship with your partner. Yeah. If you're single, you definitely need to check out your bedroom. What is there? Like, I was just talking to somebody and she had in the relationship direction of her bedroom, she had like a vault, a little vault. Yeah. And I said to her, well, that's not really a symbol. Like, it's, you have a relationship with money. She said, I'm doing really good with money, right? That's great. But hey, she was single, right? So, and I said, she said, yeah, you know, each time I have a relationship with somebody, we always break up around money because there's a vault with all her money in there, right? It's quite interesting, right?
Interesting, yeah.
So I said to her, well, let's take that out, right? And let's make there something where it's, it shows romance, a couple, you know, something that really relates with what you want. And then in your professional life, you will look at the relationship direction for your professional clients. Like I have my relationship direction there. I have images of my most important clients. I always have a globe out there, because I'm a global person. So I have students in more than 190 countries. So I have a globe there. So this is actually really good for you. Put a globe in your relationship direction, right?
Cool.
I have a picture, of course, of my family, but not like too much pictures of my family because they are not in my business. Yeah.
Right.
So they're just there to support me. So you can always look for a relationship in three areas. So bedroom, living, an office.
An office. So your office relationship would be your relationship with your clients. Your living room relationship would be your family, and your bedroom relationship would be your romantic relationship. That's
correct.
So cool.
Yes. Yeah.
I love that. And how do we know where to start? Because you have health, you have success, you have relationship. Is wisdom what's the last one?
So wisdom is the yellow one when we look at the app. And so there's a yellow area. And wisdom stands for several things. It stands for your connection with God. So let's say you want to improve your connection with the universe, with God, with angels. I don't know what you are feeling is religious or spiritual for you. There you can put images or statues or something, or books even, that support your connection. Yeah. So if you have a certain religion, you can put there whatever your religion religious items are about. But it can also be about education. Yeah. So for example, for children, the wisdom direction is really important because that's where the education, they are learning so much at this moment. So there could be books. It can be their agenda for the school. It can be a bookcase with books that they're reading. So everybody can put there always books. Books are always good for the wisdom direction, but I always suggest look at the books you place there. If there are books about murder or thrillers, you know, that's perhaps wisdom, right? Unless you are writing about that. If you're yourself a writer about this, then it's okay. But it can be anything that inspires you, right? It can be also images of or books of people that inspire you, that that you look up to, that you're thinking, wow, you know, it's such a wisdom. For example, I have a picture there of my mother. I mean, she has passed on, but, you know, she's been for me always like a symbol of wisdom. Yeah. So you can just play with that. The great thing is once you get the report, you will be also finding the link how to get the energy number book. Yeah.
Yes.
And that's actually the next level so that you can really go deeper into understanding what is the professional choices that are connecting with your success direction. What are the colors? How to really set up your whole home based on your direction, based on your energy number, but also, you know, let's say what is the best for you to experience on romantic level. Like, and you can even check with, and it's really interesting, like for a partner, let's say you have a new partner, you can check the energy number, like, oh, what do they need for romance? Yeah. Or what do they need to activate for their health? But there's also some very practical things. It's like it changes your life and how you see yourself.
And how does it, for those people that may not be totally familiar with feng shui, and how does it really work? Like, is it a subconscious thing? You said it impacts us on a subconscious level. What's really going on with that?
Well, you know, you have to understand this is like the quantum physics field. Yeah. So on the quantum physics field, everything has energy. Everything has a wavelength, has a frequency. Yeah. And so we always think just we as human beings, we have an energy, but actually everything around us is actually an energy that has materialized. Yeah. If that's a book, if it's a pen, it's actually all has energy. And people that are clairvoyant, they can actually see that around everything there is a layer of energy, right? And so, but let's say you put something in a certain place, it will actually affect your brain waves, first of all. Yeah. So there are a lot of studies in China about how it affects your brain waves. So, you know, most people live like a beta brainwave. So that's like they go through life, daily life, but they're kind of living in the rat race a little bit. And so they don't always see solutions. They're kind of not so creative. When then you look at entertainers and artists and you, like you're a creator, these are the people that have all the time new ideas. Yeah. And then they bring that idea and they manifest these things quite easily. Right. So they are in what we call alpha brainwaves. So they see solutions everywhere. They see ideas everywhere. Right. And so, but everybody can go to that point of view. And one of the things we have seen, and we have studied that with testing the brainwaves on, you know, with test cases, that when you, for example, are facing, so you're looking towards one of your good directions, the sort of four directions that work for you, your brainwave will actually shift from three seconds from beta into brainwave, into alpha.
Alpha, wow.
3 seconds.
And that's amazing.
When you go back into the beta, so the beta areas are literally the areas that are blank for you, right? That's not there. So there are beta directions. So when you focus there, it's like your brain suddenly is like, it goes into beta. It's really, really interesting. So they have seen that when you're activating your good directions, there's like an upliftment of energy. Like your home is like a magnet in a way, right? So it receives, it attracts positive energy, positive wind. In the feng shui, we call that wind or qi or energy. So we attract positive wind, positive vibrations. And so we have seen if people, for example, sleep towards the right directions, you know, with the head then pointed towards a good direction, that they have a better immune system. They have more red blood cells. They have lower or more, you know, harmonious blood pressure. So they have seen that the body reacts to that. And I always say people really know that because when they go in a place and it's not a positive place, you kind of, you feel it. And after a while, you're like, okay, I'm leaving this place, right? It could be a restaurant, it could be a pub or something. You go in and it could be even in your own home. There are areas where you feel not so great. Interesting enough, if you would then see, perhaps this is an area where for you, the compass is blank because there's no energy for you. Right?
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that because I have a room in my house that is always full of clutter. Nobody goes in there. All the like things I don't know what to do with. It's all in this room. Like, what do I do about? How do I handle that room? What do I do to clean it up?
It will be interesting for you to first find out, standing in the center of your home. Let's look at your floor plan. Stand in the center and see kind of what is that area. Yeah.
Right.
As you are, your success direction is west, but southwest, northwest, northeast are good directions for you. It could be that it's one of the other directions.
Right.
So that you're feeling like I put something there. But let's say it's one of your good directions. Yeah. Let's say it is your relationship direction. All the chaos that is there will affect you, even if you are not staying in that room.
I see.
So that is why you always need to check what is that direction. If it's not a good direction, that's fine. That's okay. You keep, like, you have always a need of a storage room anyhow, right? So, but it can affect you. I remember I had this woman and she wanted to get pregnant. And so her health direction was the garage. And in the garage was fully storage from two marriages. You know, like she got into two marriages. She dumped everything there. And I said to her, she said, everybody says I should be pregnant, but I'm not. I said, yes, but your home is not welcoming it because your health direction is one dump. Right. Mm. So she started clearing it out. She started putting it in outside storage, like in she hired a storage and put it somewhere else. And suddenly, you know, she started losing weight because that takes on weight. Literally what's around you is affecting what's inside of you, not just your mind, but also your body. Right. And so suddenly she became pregnant and she was like, wow, this, and the doc said, I don't know what happened, but she said, now I know because I gave space for this baby to come in because I create space in my home.
That's so cool. I love that. And it all starts with a number. So there's 9 different numbers and I'm the creator type. What are some of the other types that you could be?
So you have like, there's a number one that says the wealth creator. And it's interesting, most people that are there, doesn't mean that they're always wealthy, but they're really good in attracting money sometimes for their organization, for their career. It can be a teacher, the number twos. So there are always a lot of writers that I know are number twos. Very interesting. Like people like Jack Canfield are number twos, right? Then you have the bringer of light. They are the entertainers. Yeah. A lot of my successful clients that are super successful, they're actually number threes because they are like so at ease in front of the spotlight. Yeah. The number four are the managers. So they are really good in structuring and organizing things. The number five, depending on if it's a man or a woman, can be teacher or connectors. The six, like you said, is a creator. So they have all the time ideas and they are so good in inventing and to go and to work with technology. They're very technology minded. So it's really perfect with what you're doing, to be honest. And media is very strong for them. Sevens are advisors. People always come to them for all kinds of advice. Yeah, they're really interesting. They're like, but they give it away sometimes too much. The eight are the connectors, like me. I'm a connector. So I love to connect the dots. I love to connect people. I have created so many marriages because I put people together in blind dates, you know, like this. Or I'm really good at networking. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And number nines are the healers. So the people that, so it's really always interesting. It connects somehow always with your soul purpose, but it's first of all used to how to set up your environment.
Right. Wow, that's so cool. I can't wait to try it. So now people can get the app where on the app store, like where can they get
this App Store, Google Play, they just put in Marie Diamond. And so we're actually in the coming months are even improving it. So it's for free. So you don't have to pay for it to get your compass. And you can check for your other family members. And so people use it. And there's also a beautiful little meditation that, you know, hundreds of thousands of people do every day in the morning. This kind of a little inner feng shui that they're doing. But for sure, go to the website also, because that's where you get the report. And the report will help you to understand how the app works.
And we have a website exactly for this one. And it's mariediamond.com energy number. Energy number. That's great. And where can people get your book?
Well, the book is available on my website. It's so that's the best place to go. We have it both in ebook version as in the cover, because every day we are focusing on that, and it will be very soon on Amazon and Kindle too.
Oh, that's great.
But also they can go to the Instagram, Mary Diamond 8. We have a lot of videos. We have a great YouTube channel with a lot of free information, how to set up your home for your living room, for your bedroom, for your children, even on a small budget. So we have a lot of free information for you.
Right. And here on the screen, if you're watching us, you can see mariediamond.com/energy number is the place to get this. And I did it. I went on there and I put my name and birthday in there, and I got this beautiful energy report instantly, like right away, that set me off on this journey of trying to figure out and, you know, what's happening. And I have one last question for you. So like my daughter, she's home from college. She's living with me right now. So she would do her room, her own room this way, you know, just inside of her room.
Yes, for children, you focus on their own room.
Their own room, I see.
Because that's their living space. But even if your children are in a dorm room, I still say to the parents, activate their room in the house. because that's where their anchor point is. Yeah, because dorm rooms are not always so easy to work with, right?
Yeah.
But at least there's one space in the world that has good feng shui for them.
Oh, that's awesome. Marie Diamond, thank you so much for sharing this beautiful wisdom. It's so fun, and I'm going to try it. I'm going to get the app and try it right now. I'm going to get in that crazy room that I have and see if I can figure out what's going on in there. Thank you so much for all the amazing work that you're doing in the world and for being on the show with me today, too.
Thanks so much, Lisa, and good luck with everything.
Oh, thank you. And thank all of you guys for tuning in and listening to us or watching us. We're so glad that you're here with us today. If you want to find out more about me, you can find me on my website, lisacampion.com. I hope you stop by and visit. And I have all kinds of things for you over there, too, if you want to stop by. And just thanks for being with us here today on The Miracle of Healing, where we are healing the planet one person at a time right here on Empower Radio.